We're talking today at the 2015 National FFA Convention and Expo here in Louisville with Dr. Steve Brown, National Advisor for the FFA organization. Steve, another year of growth, another year I know of exciting times here as you come to Louisville for the last time for probably quite a few years.
Yes, that's correct. And you have identified the growth. You know, nationally, we're at a record high membership of over 629,000. I'm anticipating by Saturday we could see another record attendance at the National FFA Convention. So that growth and that excitement from members has helped to move this organization forward.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the membership, the dynamics of that membership growth. It seems like, you know, despite the fact that we've got obviously fewer folks than ever before farming in production agriculture, the interest in agriculture overall and the excitement of job opportunities in this arena of food and fiber production and a lot more, it just continues to expand.
That is correct. And whether it's being in production agriculture or you're the one processing that product or helping get it on the plate, food, you know, from farm to plate is critical for our organization, critical for the world. And we know that with the growing population, you know, looking at 9 billion in the year 2050, that we've got a lot of work to do and a lot of food to produce in order to feed a hungry world.
Seems that one of the directions the organization has gone here in the last year or so, and we're seeing that here in 2015 at this convention, an emphasis on hunger issues and how we do have a responsibility to make sure that people who don't have enough food get that necessary number of calories every day.
Well, I believe the National FFA organization is doing its part to try to help meet that need. This past year, we packed 3 million packaged 3 million meals to help feed and help to address hunger. But one of the things we also have to do is not only help pack meals and share that with those that are hungry, but also help to teach them so they can produce some of their own food and help supplant some of their food cost.
When you think about the opportunities, in other words, we alluded to the fact that this is more than just the production agriculture organization that was started in the 1920s. As you deal with your sponsors, as you deal with folks that are interested in the young people that come through this program, what is it about FFA that really gives them the desire to hire the folks that come out of the Blue and Gold Jackets?
I think they find that the communication skills, the leadership skills, and the personal development that these students receive as a part of being in agricultural education in our public schools across this country gives them the skills, the teamwork skills, the employability skills that employers like to have and want in their business and their line of work. And so these students are excellent at that. They learn throughout their high school enrollment in agriculture education, and so they have been trained well. And that's the reason that we have many companies that seek them out. It is amazing to me that in my tenure of more than 40 years, I've never had anyone ever come to me and say, I don't really want to hire somebody if they have an FFA background or have had that in their experience. It's usually the opposite. They say, how can we get more of those students? They're dedicated, they're caring, they're team members, they're cooperative, and they just help excel and help cause businesses to grow.
You've got, of course, a background in ag education and now as the national advisor, kind of working with the teachers literally across the country. How do we best deal with some of the desires for a more of a college curriculum attitude that we sometimes have within local school administrations? What's the way to make sure that FFA doesn't get left behind?
Well, I don't think FFA will ever get left behind, and I think the goal of the FFA organization and the secondary agricultural education program is to help that student have success, so that they are career and college ready. Yeah. Some may choose to go to college, some may not, but if they do not choose, we hope they have the skill level that we were talking about earlier, the credentials, the certifications, to be able to be a valuable asset to society and to whatever business or entrepreneurial projects they pursue.
Let's talk about this decision to make a long-term commitment to Indianapolis. You've been going back and forth you had a couple cycles now between Indianapolis and Louisville. This summer you made the announcement, not just a three-year term in Indy, but a nine-year term now in Indianapolis. What's the reason that you made that particular move and that type of a long-term commitment?
Well, there's multiple reasons. And first of all, I must say that Louisville has been excellent host. They have been excellent host to the FFA organization and to this convention. They're one of only three cities that have ever hosted this convention. But as we look at the future growth, as I shared earlier about membership and attendance, potential attendance at this convention, we just feel like that the Indianapolis venue may be able to meet our needs a little better, because if we continue to grow, we're going to be busting at the seams here in Louisville. And so that's the reason we made the decision, is because of the potential growth that we have in moving to that other city.
I know we're a year out, but I'm sure there's always been some planning meetings as you look forward to 2016 for the first time in a few years in Indianapolis. Any early changes that you've got in mind to do Indy even better than you've done it before?
I don't know if we can do it better than we've done it before. We'll have to look at the different venues. I mean, there are some changes that potentially are in the future that may affect what facilities we use in Indianapolis, but we have a great support there also, and looking forward to being in that host city.
Future of the organization. What in your, you know, you're one of those that has to try to cast a vision for these young people that you're involved with as national officer team and the many, many FFA members that you encounter. What is the vision you're trying to cast out there for the future of this organization?
I think there's two major ones. One is opportunities in agriculture, the need to feed and clothe this world. And those opportunities are not going to go away. And so it's critical that we have students and a workforce to do that. So that's one of the things that I think is a driving force as a part of this organization. I think the second thing is employability skills and learning to be able to develop that individual at whatever level they're at and help them to grow is a real key building block for this organization.